something to ask you about this speech, that it's just good speech. Now, you mentioned light bread. What did you call bread that you bought when you still made light bread?
We spoke of it, light bread.
Mm-hmm. That's light bread is bread made from wheat flour?
No, a light bread is just a loaf of bread that you would buy at a store. And my mother never was, she never did baked light bread. However, I've known a lot of farm women, rural women back in my early day that did bake their own. The reason they called it light bread, I assumed, never did give it too much thought, was that the word light really meant what it said. It was a large loaf, but it was light. There was no weight to it. And biscuits were heavier.
Did they put something in light bread to make it?
They used yeast to, I don't know how they did it, but they used a yeast cake. They didn't use flesh ones. It was a yeast that came with 3, 4, 5 cakes. It was dry. Flesh ones, it's a newer yeast. And due to the fact that it has to be kept in a refrigerator. And back in those days, there was no such thing as a refrigerator. Mm-hmm. The coolest place we had was in the cellar to keep milk. And we'd draw water out of the well and put it, it was real cold coming out of the well, and put it in a tub in the cellar and set the milk in, kept the milk in stone jars and set it in there.
What did you call that milk when it just started to turn sour?
Blinky.
Blinky. And after it had soured and become thick?
Call it clabber.
And did your mother do anything with clabber?
She made cottage cheese occasionally. And the way she made them, she worked all of the whey that she possibly could out of it through a bag that she would put it in that was very porous. And then after she'd do that, she would hang it out in a tree overnight, let it out in the yard. I don't know what that was for.
Just let it drip?
Yeah, I guess that was to let it drip. But hang it where a cat or anything couldn't bother it.
Well, there was a real knack then in those days.
Yes.
You had to know a great deal just to survive, didn't you?
Sure did. I know a lot of people tell them about mother putting canning tomatoes in half-gallon syrup buckets and using sealing wax to seal them up with. And then they kept the... Oh, occasionally she might lose one of the buckets. It was spoiled, but not very seldom that she would. And it took so much canning. Everything was in half gallons, and I know she'd open a half gallon of peaches or blackberries or apples, and one meal, that's all.
10 little miles?
Not bad.
Well, you said she didn't make light bread very often. What did she bake?
She baked biscuit bread, biscuits, or cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
We ate a lot of cornbread because you produce that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We'd shell a sack of corn and a meal sack.